Marine biology isn't just about studying sea life. Sometimes it's about hot dogs, murky tanks, and multi-million dollar international clam trade. Today's story shows how these seemingly unrelated elements create a fascinating web of science and commerce.
Well, that's quite the combination. What exactly connects hot dogs to clam research?
Let me paint the picture. It starts with a researcher doing routine tank maintenance when they notice something concerning. For the first time ever, they're seeing elevated nitrite levels of 0.25 parts per million in their left tank, even after a significant water change.
That's pretty worrying for any aquatic system. How did they handle that situation?
Well, they immediately jumped into action, rinsing all the oysters in both tanks. But here's where it gets interesting. When they lifted one of the containers, the water became incredibly murky, like an underwater dust storm.
So right in the middle of dealing with this potential crisis, they decided to take a lunch break? That seems unexpected.
Actually, that break turned out to be pretty significant. You see, science isn't just about the experiments, it's about the people doing them. And sometimes, a well-timed hot dog can make all the difference in productivity.
Tell me more about how a simple hot dog break fits into this larger scientific narrative.
Well, they actually conducted what I'd call an informal scientific review of their lunch, giving both the hot dogs and tater tots a solid 9 out of 10 rating. They even documented the precise alternating pattern of ketchup and mustard, showing that scientific mindset extends beyond the lab.
That level of attention to detail must serve them well in their actual research. Speaking of which, what about this fascinating geoduck clam project they're working on?
Now, this is where the story takes a remarkable turn. Through their scuba instructor, they connected with Mike McHugh from the Tulalip tribe, who's working on an innovative approach to sustainable geoduck harvesting.
How exactly does sustainable geoduck harvesting work? It seems like quite a complex operation.
The plan involves collecting 30 to 40 subtidal geoduck clams from different strata, then analyzing their gonad maturity. The goal is pretty fascinating. They want to identify which clams are the productive spawners and which are essentially just taking up space in the ecosystem.
Well, that's quite the sophisticated approach to resource management. What happens once they identify these different types of clams?
Here's where international commerce comes into play. They plan to sell the less reproductively active clams to China while keeping the productive spawners in the Salish Sea. It's a brilliant balance of economic and environmental interests.
Though I understand there's some debate about their testing methodology.
Yes, and this highlights an interesting tension in scientific research. Mike is adamant about using water sampling to detect certain proteins. But Grace, who did earlier research, suggests these proteins might be more readily detected in tissue samples.
So we're seeing a classic case of traditional methods versus new approaches. How do they plan to resolve this?
That's still unfolding, but what's remarkable is how this project brings together so many different elements: tribal knowledge, international trade, marine biology, and conservation. And all while our researcher is simultaneously processing RNA samples.
Speaking of which, they managed to quantify samples 19 through 42 while all this was happening. That's some serious multitasking.
And that's what makes this story so compelling. It shows how modern marine biology operates on multiple levels simultaneously. You've got the practical work of maintaining tanks, the molecular biology of RNA isolation, and the bigger picture of sustainable resource management.
Not to mention the human element, building relationships with tribal communities, collaborating with colleagues, and yes, even grilling hot dogs together.
You know what's particularly fascinating? The way this project could potentially transform how we manage marine resources. It's not just about harvesting, it's about understanding which organisms contribute most to the ecosystem's health.
That kind of selective harvesting could have huge implications for sustainable fishing practices worldwide, couldn't it?
Absolutely right. And it's worth noting that this approach could be particularly valuable in the Salish Sea region, where maintaining healthy geoduck populations is crucial for both environmental and economic reasons.
Well, that brings up an interesting point about balancing commercial interests with environmental conservation. How do you think they'll measure success?
That's a crucial question. They'll likely need to track multiple metrics: spawning rates, population density, harvest yields, and economic returns. But what makes this project unique is its holistic approach to resource management.
And all of this started with a connection through a scuba instructor. It really shows how scientific networking can happen in unexpected ways.
That's science in real life. It's messy, interconnected, and sometimes involves grilled hot dogs. But it's these unexpected connections that often lead to the most innovative solutions.
Speaking of solutions, I wonder what they'll find when they check those nitrite levels tomorrow.
That's the thing about working with living systems. You're constantly adjusting and responding to changes, just like they might need to adjust their approach to the geoduck project based on what the data tells them.
Well, that's what makes science so dynamic, isn't it? You start with one question and end up discovering connections you never expected.
And sometimes those connections involve hot dogs and international clam trade. I think that's what makes this story so perfect. It shows how science is both more complex and more accessible than people might think.
So what's the key takeaway from all of this?
I'd say it's that real science happens at the intersection of careful methodology and human connection. Whether you're measuring nitrite levels or analyzing geoduck gonads, it's the collaboration and creativity that drive innovation forward.
And sometimes that innovation starts with a well-dressed hot dog.
Well, as our researcher noted, never underestimate the power of good lab morale. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, science is everywhere, even in your lunch break.